Hello everyone, welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about creatures that will creep you out. First, Ona Uo, the fish woman. Next, Ryugu no Sukai, the servant of Ryugu. After that, Mitsuchi, the other Kappa. And finally, Hitotsume no Obozu, the Cyclops monk. So, let's get started. Season 16, Episode 4, Creepy Monsters. Ona Uo, the fish woman. The Ona Uo are gigantic sea monsters with the body of a fish and the horned head of a human woman. They also have three swords on the tips of their tails. A story says that an Ona Uo showed up in the waters off of the Kumamoto Prefecture and she spoke. I am a messenger from the Dragon Palace. From this year, an infection called Otose will spread on. In order to escape this disease, you must spread word of it to as many people as possible. This is the only way if you want to save others. You must survive this disease. Ryugu no Sukai, the servant of Ryugu. The Ryugu no Sukai are large aquatic animals with human heads and horns. They deliver Ryujin's messages to humankind. They are so holy that anyone who looks upon them or even hear their voice will live a long life. A legend says that a Ryugu no Sukai appeared off of Kumamoto and it said, "This year there will be a severe pandemic of a great sickness and many will not survive. Therefore, in order to save lives, I've come to deliver my message. All who hear it will be spared from the disease." Mitsuchi, the other Kappa. The Mitsuchi is the Kappa of Hokkaido. They appear as the size of a human child with brown or reddish skin. In the Kushiro area, they say on nights of thick fog, the Mitsuchi walks right in front of us and scares us. This Kappa also gives us lucky fishing trips. However, like the other Kappa, the Mitsuchi causes a lot of mischief to humans. Hitotsume no Obozu, the Cyclops monk. Centuries ago, in the city of Iwakuni, in the Yamaguchi Prefecture, a man and his servant were taking a boat to a river when suddenly a huge monk-like figure appeared before them. It was cycloptic in appearance and its eye shined like a mirror. The men were so terrified and managed to regain serenity and raised an oar right in front of the monster. Then the Hitotsume no Obozu disappeared, leaving both men jaw-dropped. Thank you for listening to Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!